Last night, the Olympic flag was handed from Paris to Los Angeles, bringing to an end the games that have captivated the nation. This lunchtime, members of the Irish team are back in Dublin. Their homecoming event on O'Connell Street is giving members of the public an opportunity to say thank you to the athletes who brought home an unprecedented 7 medals. That ceremony is due to get underway shortly. Earlier, family, friends and well-wishers gathered at Dublin Airport. Our reporter Ethna Dodd was there and asked people who they were looking forward to seeing.
The 4 girls from the athletics in particular, for my girls, they do athletics themselves.
And why did you bring them here today?
I just think they're so inspirational. I think they've done Ireland proud and it'd be nice to see them get a good reception.
We're waiting for Rashida. Because when I do athletics, I think of her and she really inspires me a lot.
Mainly Rashida Adelecki.
And why her?
Because she's so fast and she's amazing. And we're so proud of her.
Who's your favourite Olympian?
I don't know. Everyone.
Everyone. What's your favourite sport?
Gaelic football.
Okay, what's your favourite Olympic sport?
Running.
Who's your favourite runner then? Do you have one?
Rashida. Jenny Lahan.
And why her?
Because she's my taekwondo teacher.
Is she? Wow. Why is she special? What do you think? What makes her an Olympian?
Because she's really good.
Rashida Adelecki and Daniel Whiffen.
And why them particularly?
Well, I do like athletics and running, so I look up to Rashida and I like Daniel Whiffen as well. He's really good.
Daniel Whiffen. Because he won a gold in the 800 and in a bronze in the 1500 free. And I'm hoping to swim events like that next year.
Have you met Daniel Whiffen before?
Yeah, I have. It's quite nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he signed my t-shirt and I have it here. I want to try get other people to sign it as well.
I'm here for all the athletes as well. I just think that they all done a fantastic job. It wasn't just like we attended, we actually competed in the Olympics this year. I thought that they done us so proud and I think they deserve all the acknowledgements.
Some of those who were waiting at Dublin Airport. Let's go now to Ethna Dodd, who's still at Dublin Airport. Ethna, will you describe the scenes for us as the Olympians arrived?
Oh yeah, it was absolutely buzzing here today. I arrived at about 10:30. There was already a queue of people at that point. More came throughout the day. The plane landed about a half an hour wait between the plane landing and getting to the fans. As the photos were first taken on the plane, about 63 athletes came via Dublin Airport this morning. 70 support staff were also with them. And by my estimates, around 100-120 people were here to give them a big welcome. Once we saw them, they started with Mona McSharry, was the first one out the gate. She got this huge roar and then just a big clap as the rest of them all came pouring out. Many of the fans here, many of them were small children. They were wearing Irish jerseys, Irish tricolours. Some of them had their faces painted and they were all just delighted to see them. And then they followed the Olympians down to the buses and where many of them got to meet their heroes, take their pictures and of course inspect those medals.
And some of the athletes, I gather, Ethna, also spoke to reporters.
Yes, they did. Indeed, Mona McSharry, as I just mentioned, she stopped and spoke to us, as did the swimming champion Daniel Whiffen. Reese McLanigan, the gymnast, he spoke to us as well, as did half of the skipperine rowing duo Fintan McCarthy.
Oh, unbelievable. Just overwhelmed with joy for all the support.
And it must be a proud moment for not just for yourself, but Sligo as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's just unbelievable. It's so nice to see all the support from everyone and have so many people here.
Thinking about this incredible support, we only got a taster of it over social media while we were out there, but to see it in person, this is incredible. It was the fairy tale story for me, and it continues.
Oh, it's a bit crazy, you know. I've been over and back over the last couple of days, feeling a bit tired, but no, it's been great to see how it's the effect it's had on the people here, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing. It's been what a journey, you know, the past, just winning the first medal and then onto the second, and then I just get all these messages from back home. It's just, I'm so happy. Thank you everybody for showing the support over the past couple of weeks. It's been amazing, and you're really what is making us win these medals, so thank you.
That was Daniel Whiffen there ending that. And as I say, there was a great buzz here, but I'm sure it's only going to be better at O'Connell Street. Those buses have now left. They're on their way to the GPO. And there was just a huge cheer, people singing ole, ole, ole as they made that journey. I'm sure they're going to get a massive reception when they get to O'Connell Street as well.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much, Ethna. And we'll be hearing from O'Connell Street in a few minutes. But as Ethna was saying, the athletes, after they left the airport building, they boarded those buses for O'Connell Street. With them was Gavin Gavin Noble, who's the chef de mission for the Irish team. Before the Games, he told us that Ireland had 10 to 12 chances to do really well. I spoke to him as he travelled into Dublin City Centre and asked how he would describe the past 2.5 weeks.
The experience of these games, second to none, I think, and the general feeling leaving with the Olympics was that it was the best ever, not just for Team Ireland, but for every country involved. And the Paris Organising Committee put on a great show, and Paris will hold a place in many of our hearts for years to come.
How conscious were the Irish athletes of the level of interest at home?
Yeah, I think when you're in Paris like that at the games, you're in a little bit of a bubble. We had RTE and social media, and we were doing interviews and stuff like that. But I don't think you don't really understand the full extent of it until you get home. Coming through the airport this morning, even though we told people not to come to the airport, go to the GPO. It's throngs and there's autographs, and you know it's a really special feeling to come in and see your loved ones. And at the moment, I'm sitting on the bus. We're just leaving the airport. We're on our way to the GPO for the homecoming. So I already know I've had some videos from there that there's big crowds. So it's really special, and the athletes really, really do deserve it.
Talking of the athletes, I know people were a little concerned about Daniel Whiffen being unwell. How is he now?
Yeah, he's in great spirits. He was unfortunately under weather yesterday, but he's here at the top of the bus. He's been signing autographs and taking photographs, so he's back to his usual self. Naturally, he's tired. Like it's been a big couple of weeks for him, especially. And he swam three different events, and a lot of pressure on Daniel, even though he doesn't like to admit it. But he's great, and he's looking forward to the afternoon with the rest of the team.
Apart from the fourth place finishes in athletics and sailing, what for you were the ones that got away?
Yeah, I think I spoke extensively enough before the games around having opportunities to do well. And you know yourself, when you've done your best and you still come forth, there's not an awful lot we can ask of you. But I think we came in with opportunities in equestrian, in boxing, in athletics as well. And those sports will look back on it and they'll maybe review it in terms of missed opportunities. But then also, like each and every athlete, did their very, very best here. And there's nothing more that we can ask for them. And then when you walk away from a championship knowing that you've done your best, you can't really control what others do. And I think that was that was a good vibe. People were initially disappointed, of course, high performance sport, they always are. But after 24 hours, 48 hours, even in the relay girls as well, they're sort of, it's satisfaction. And they're looking forward to the next couple of weeks of some downtime and spending time with some family.
Are there any competitors whose performance deserved more attention in your assessment?
I think Mona McSharry actually kicked us off, and Mona was an opportunity, but she really, really stepped up. Mona was probably the one that sort of started the party for us, and it was our first female medalist of the game, so she does stand out for me. It was great to see her lead us into the stadium last night as flag bearer. So yeah, Mona, I remember this games for a couple of people, and Mona will be right up there.
The government is promising additional funding. What should its priorities be?
Yeah, I think I've spoken again about this quite extensively, funding into coaching and coaching at every level. I think we need a policy of not just for high performance sport, but everything underneath that in terms of the curriculum, schools, education, making people opportunity that they don't drop out of sport, and trying different sports, like multitude of different sports, Olympic sport. What you come away with is that there's a sport for everyone, of all shapes, all sizes, all ages. So those are the things I'd like to see discussed more and put a strategy behind in terms of how we have more people doing Olympic sport and how we have better coaches coaching those people.
And that was Gavin Noble, who's the chef de mission for the Irish Olympic team. Well, the focus shifts now to O'Connell Street, where our reporter Kate Egan has been speaking to members of the crowd.
We just thought it was a great opportunity for the kids to see all the heroes coming home from the Olympics. We were watching it for the last couple of weeks, and they're just really inspiring, especially to inspire the next generation to be athletes, hopefully.
And you have some of the next generation here with you. Yeah. Introduce us to who's here with you.
This is Erin, Rosa and Reen.
What was your favourite sport?
My name's Rosa, and my favourite sport was the athletics.
And which part of the athletics did you particularly like?
Running.
Do you think you might be doing that someday yourself?
Yes.
What age are you?
7.
So you've a little bit more to go, but do you think you'll be fast enough to be an Olympian someday?
I'm already very fast, so yes.
Michael, I'm from Cork.
From Cork?
Mayfield, yeah, in Cork.
Have you come up today from
Cork?
Yeah,
quarter to six this morning, yeah.
And why do you think it's important to come up for things?
Well, definitely to come up to see them because of the wedding day. Let's be honest, we don't have much luck in Ireland. We have this and we're delighted.
And you've had gold medal luck this time.
Oh, we won many medals, yeah. I think the best ever we ever done, I say, you know. But let's hope it goes better and better, that's what I say.
We came up from Waterford, just after arriving into Houston and straight in.
Why do you think it's important to be here?
They did our country proud, and it's, you know, it just feels right to honour them when they get back.
I love Kerry Hand.
Where have you come from today?
I've just come from down the road where she lives.
So you're local to the area, you've
yes.
seen her rise.
Yeah.
What did it feel like to watch her get the second goal?
Cry my eyes out, couldn't believe what was happening. And then we have another big night tonight to bring her home. Oh no, she brought some glory to everybody out there.
She really did, and she's having her own homecoming later on as well.
7 o'clock tonight? Oh yeah, back there we go tonight to bring her home, very much so.
We're after being watching the Olympics for the last couple of weeks, and my daughters are here. I just thought this was an amazing opportunity. We're not going to see this again for another 4 years, and we're just so proud of our Irish team and all the medals that they've got. It's just been amazing. What an opportunity to be here and to witness this today. So this is Darcy. Say hi, Darcy.
Hi.
Were you watching the Olympics on television?
Yes, and they were doing a great job.
What was your favourite sport?
Ireland. Boxing.
The boxing. And have you any aspirations maybe to do boxing yourself someday?
No.
Possibly some Olympians of the future there, though. That last little girl wasn't quite so sure. Let's go to Kate Egan, who's still on O'Connell Street in Dublin City Centre. Kate, will you set the scene for us? What's happening at the moment?
Well, Rachel, I can tell you there's plenty of Olympians here at the moment because the team have all arrived. They've gathered here behind the stage just outside the GPO on O'Connell Street, and they're getting ready, some of them, to meet the crowds who've been gathering here since early this morning. And as you heard there, people have been travelling from far and wide. You can probably hear the shouts, the roar and the music in the background as well. O'Connell Street is quite a buzz this lunchtime for this Olympic event.
I have to ask, Kate, will they all fit on the stage? I've seen some pictures of it and it's not exactly huge.
It's not, but there's a reason for that, though, and that is because the stage is actually built between the two Lewis lines, so they were very restricted in how big the stage could be. And also, for those familiar with O'Connell Street, you'll know with the Lewis also comes overhead Lewis lines as well. So they've actually done pretty well to fit it within the two Lewis lines on either side of the street. There are plenty of screens around O'Connell Street, so people who maybe can't get up to the front of the crowd, who weren't here too early, can still catch a glimpse of some of the team when they're going to be meeting all the fans very shortly.
For anyone who's heading in that direction and doesn't want to attend the homecoming, there are traffic diversions in place.
There certainly are. O'Connell Street is completely closed to traffic at the moment and will remain so until around 5 p.m. they estimate this evening. Buses are on divert as well as cars as well. And the red and the green line Lewis services, there are restrictions on those services. There's no services within the O'Connell Street area.
I'm sure that all of the individual medal winners will be getting a homecoming, an official ceremony in their home place. But there's one is coming up in just a few hours' time. And that, as we heard there from the people who were talking to you a little earlier, that's a homecoming event specifically for Kelly Harrington.
That's right, that's due to begin at 7 o'clock this evening as the double Olympic gold medal boxing champion is expected to make her way down Sean McDermott Street from Diamond Park towards the Five Lamps, accompanied by Dublin Fargate Pipe Band, which she'll take to the stage, which will be based at Killarney Street. So that's later on this evening from 7 o'clock.
Great stuff. Kate, thank you very much for that. Our reporter Kate Egan on a very noisy O'Connell Street, and we'll be returning to the Olympics and to their aftermath later on in the programme.